Okay, good evening, everybody. At the end of Yom HaAtzmaut 5782, happy 74th birthday to Medina Yisrael. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos class learning, Erev Shabbos. We take the time, Baruch Hashem, to inspire each other with Divrei Torah. So tonight we have a sponsor, my friend Helen Wolf. I've actually been zochet to speak at your home once in the backyard. It was like on the outside yard. It was the Zecher Nishmas, your father. It was beautiful. So I still remember. I spoke with his name, Avram and Yonah, and the Koach. It was a few years ago. So Helen Wolf is sponsoring in the Zecher Nishmas, her mother-in-law, and the Zecher Nishmas, her father. Her mother-in-law is Malka Perel Bat Vital. Her neshama should have an aliyah in the schus of the Torah that we will share this evening together. And the Zecher Nishmas, your father, Avram Yonah ben Reuven HaKohen, Zichrono Levracha, may his neshama have an aliyah in the schus of the Torah that we will share together this evening. And I and our group thank you very, very much for your sponsorship this evening. It should be a zechir and aliyah latova for both your mother-in-law and your father. Also, with your permission, as we discussed, just last night I gave my monthly Zoom shiur for the Boca Raton Synagogue Midrasha. It was a Yom HaZikaron shiur. If you did not listen, I do recommend you listen. It's available on my Torah. And as the Yom HaAtzmaut was being ushered out tonight in Eretz Yisrael, there was a terrible attack in Elad. In a park, many go to the parks in Israel today to celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut. A horrific attack. They are all horrific. The terrorists were armed with a very large axe, from what I saw, and all of the victims were axed. It was a very, very brutal, horrific, violent, despicable attack. And Hashem Yirachem Aleinu, three fathers have lost their lives. And in addition, there are the injured. So I'm just going to show you the victims here. Eino dom mishmia the re'ia. And, from learning with me, I just gave a share last night on Yom HaZikaron. Shem Yirachem Aleinu. This is Yonatan Wait, could you see my screen that I'm screen sharing? Yonatan Chavakuk. He was killed in the terror attack in Elad. First, they said he had 10 children, but then it was amended. He was a father of 5 children, from what I see. Yonatan Chavakuk was killed in the terror attack. This victim is Oren Ben Yiftach, 37 years old, father of 6 children. He was a resident of the central town of Lod. Said the mayor of Lod, our heart breaks into tiny pieces. A great tragedy has hit Lod tonight. We are accompanying the family at this most difficult time. May God swiftly avenge his blood. Oren ben Yiftach, 37-year-old, father of 6. Boaz Gol, a father of 5 in his 40s, was murdered in the attack. You see right here on the screen. And terror victim Yonatan Chavakuk is remembered as a man who always had a smile, a father of 5. He was a car mechanic in the ultra-Orthodox town of Elad. Said a local resident, he was a wonderful person. He addressed everybody as our brother. He was known to all, you could see it here on my screen, as our brother, because of his habit of addressing everyone as our brother. He always had a smile on his face. He would sometimes fix people's vehicles for free if they had financial difficulties. He went out to look for his son in the park and he was killed. So Hashem Yinkom Damam, Yonatan Chavakuk, they were murdered tonight in Eretz Yisrael, a father of 5. Boaz Gol, another father of 5. And Oren Ben Yiftach, 37 years old, a father of 6 children. Mamish Hashem Yirachem Aleinu. So let us get right to our learning. I am going to begin by screen sharing my source sheet. Here it is. Okay, could you see that here it says Avos 3:14? Yeah, okay. So you can see on top of dedication, we are learning, sponsored by Helen Wolf, the Zecher Nishmas, her mother-in-law, Malka Perel Bat Vital, and her father, Avram Yonah ben Reuven HaKohen, Zichronam Levracha. So we're going to look at a number of different teachings, and then we're going to put it all together. Okay, so the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yodalad, which you could see on my screen here. Hu haya omer, he used to say. So sometimes what happens in the Mishnah is that if it is a teaching back to back of the same Tana, so it doesn't repeat the name. So if you look in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah right before this, which I did when I was preparing the shir, obviously, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yod Gimel, it says Rabbi Akiva haya omer. The next Mishnah says, Hu Haya Omer. It doesn't list his name again, but what you need to know is that this is a teaching of Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Yes, this is connected to Sfiras HaOmer, and yes, it is connected to Parasha of the week in Chutzaretz, where in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Ches, we have the famous V'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, shall love for your fellow what you love for yourself. Omer Rabbi Akiva, says Rashi. Rabbi Akiva teaches us, the great Tana Rabbi Akiva, Zekal Godova Torah. So this Mishnah on my screen that you see here, Pirkei Avos, Perekim, a Mishnah is a teaching of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so when it says Hu Haya Omer, it's referring to his teaching in the previous Mishnah. Hu Haya Omer, Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzela. Man is very precious. Man is very dear. Man is very important because he was created in the image of the divine. Chiba Yisera No Daslo Shenivra Betzela. He has an even greater degree of endearment because it was made known to man that he was created in the image of the divine. So sometimes you do something for someone and you don't let them know about it. It's even greater if you let them know about it. In fact, the Gemara says, I believe it's Shabbos Daf Yud. The Gemara says if you do something nice for your friend, you should let them know because it causes endearment. It causes extra love. If you do something anonymously for your friend, they don't know. If you do something nice for your friend, you should tell them because it enhances the relationship. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us know. Not only are we created B'Tzelem Elokim, but Hashem, let us know we're created B'Tzelem Elokim, Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Asa Adam. Man was made in the image of God. So Rabbi Akiva says that man is very precious. Why is every single man very precious? Because he was created in the image of God. Furthermore, says Rabbi Akiva, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Banim Makom. Israel is so precious because they are called children of Hashem. Chiba Yisero, No Daslam, Shenikru Banim Makom. It's an even greater degree of endearment because they were made known to them, but they are children of Hashem. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Banim Atam, Lashem Elokeichem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, it's not a secret, it's not something we don't know. We're children of Hashem, and we are told that we're children of Hashem. Chaviv in Yisrael, how precious is Israel, says Rabbi Akiva, that was given to us a precious vessel. He's talking about Torah. Not only were we given a precious vessel, but Hashem made it known that we're given a precious vessel. Shabo nivra ha'olam, through which the world was created. Like the Pasuk says, I've given you a good portion, do not leave my Torah. So Rabbi Akiva says that man is very precious because he was created in the image of God. Israel is very precious because they are children of Hashem. Israel is very fortunate because we have a precious vessel, which is Torah. And in each case, not only do we have this gift, but Hashem made it known that we have this gift. So it's not an accident that I chose a Mishnah by Rabbi Akiva, because I'm going to skip on my screen a little bit. What you see right here is Parshas Kedoshim. It says on my screen, Vayikra 19:18, Yud Tes Yud Ches, our Parsha, in Chutz Arts, Lo Sikum Velo Sitar Espenei Amecha, Vahavta Lerecha Kamocha, Ani Hashem, you shall not take revenge, nor bear a grudge against your fellow member of your nation. So what is the distinction between these two? So Rashi explains, to bear a grudge, losikom, that's in a comma first, actually, to take revenge as your friend comes and says, lend me your sickle. So you say, you didn't lend me your hammer yesterday, I'm not lending you my sickle. That's taking revenge. What's bearing a grudge? Fine, I'll lend you my sickle, even though you didn't lend me your hammer. Both of those are asur de oraisa, va'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, you shall love for your fellow what you love for yourself. I am the Lord. And Rashi says, va'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, amar Rabbi Akiva, the great Tana, Rabbi Akiva says, zekal gadol b'Torah. This is a great principle of Torah, that you should love for your fellow what you love for yourself. Notice that the first teaching in this Mishnah that we looked at over here is chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem. So Rabbi Akiva clearly holds every single person, mankind, and specifically every single Jew in the highest regard. We are very precious because we have been created in the image of God. And Rabbi Akiva says, if you want to know what the whole Kol Gadova Torah is, the greatest principle of Torah, it is V'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, you shall love for your fellow what you love for yourself. What do we know about Rabbi Akiva? Why is he so closely associated with this time period of Sfiras HaOmer? Okay, because in 2 weeks, Parshas Bahar, are commanded, next week is Parshas Emor, and we're commanded to count Sfiras HaOmer. So if we're commanded to Oraisa, today it's only a Derabanan, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Korban Omer, women aren't even commanded in the first place, even though I count every year, Baruch Hashem, B'li Einar, women are not commanded at all, but even today, men, it's just a Derabanan, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Omer. Really, the mitzvah is to count from the Korban Omer, the barley offering brought on the day after Pesach, until the Shtei Lechem, the Bikurim, the wheat offering that is brought in Shavuot. So today it's a Dirabanan. Women aren't obligated at all. Many of us have taken it upon ourselves today to complete the count. But what does Sefiras HaOmer have to do with Rabbi Akiva? And why is he so closely associated with this time period of Sefiras HaOmer? So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamah. So we just looked at two teachings from Rabbi Akiva, right? Everyone's with me. We looked at a teaching from Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Akiva says man is very precious because he's created in the image of the divine. Israel is very precious because we're children to God, and Israel is so fortunate because we have this Kli Chemda of Torah. Furthermore, Rabbi Akiva teaches us that to love for your fellow what you love for yourself is the great principle in the Torah. So let's see what the Gemara has to say, and why is Rabbi Akiva so closely associated with Sefiras HaOmer, when the Maisa, if you look in the Chumash, you're not going to find anything about him. Okay, Sefiras HaOmer's account of the Omer offering, the Omer of Tachanufa, the offering of waving of the barley offering, has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. However, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos Samech Beis Amitz Beis, which you could see on my handout here, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva used to teach as follows: Lamad Torah b'yaldu, so yilmad Torah b'skunoso, Bees kinuso. If you learn Torah in your youth, you should learn Torah in your old age. You should never say I learned enough. You should never say I have nothing left to learn. You should never say I learned that in seminary, I'm not going to shir chas v'shalom. You should always be growing. The only way to keep growing is to keep learning. Hayulo tamidim bialdu. So yulo tamidim b'skunoso. Rabbi Akiva further says, if you had students in your youth, you should also have students in your old age. So you see that his whole approach was always keep growing, keep learning, keep teaching. Never be complacent with where you are in life. You learned in your youth, you have to learn now. You had students in your youth, make students in your old age. Sharnamar, and he quotes a pasuk from Koheles, and I put it on the screen here. This is the pasuk Koheles Yud Aleph Pasuk Vav that Rabbi Akiva quotes. How do you know you should work both? You should toil in Torah both in your youth and in your old age. But boker zera et zarecha ula vela erev al tenach yadecha. Excuse me, in the morning you should sow your seed, and in the evening do not let your hand be idle. So what does that mean? In the morning, that's your youth. In the evening, that's your old age. You have to keep working. We have no way of knowing, says Koheles, which one will produce the most fruits, which one will yield the greatest bounty. Is it the work of the morning, i.e. your youth, or is it the work of the evening, i.e. your old age? You do not know, which one will yield, from the word kasher, which one will be appropriate, which one will be nachas filled, which one will yield success. Hazeh ozeh, this one or this one. Im shneim kechatovim, maybe you'll have success from both the work of your youth and the work of your old age. But since you can't know the outcome, you have to work and toil in Torah in your youth and in your old age. You have to establish students in your youth and your old age. And now the Gemara tells us the following narrative. Amru, the rabbi said, Shneim asar alef zugim tamidim hayula the Rabbi Akiva. They give us an antiparis. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of students. They stressed from two towns in the land of Eretz Yisrael, from Gebes to Antiparis. The Kulan Mesu beperek echad, and all of his students died during one time period. Mipnei shalon hagu kavod zelazeh. Very enigmatic, strange teaching of the Gemara. They did not give honor to one another. The Hayaha olam shamim. So they all died during one time period. He had 24,000 students, 12,000 pairs. They all died. The world was absolutely desolate. So what did Rabbi Akiva do? He goes to the south. Remember, Rabbi Akiva is the Tana who says, you know what? If you worked in your youth, you have to work in your old age. If you learn in your youth, you have to learn in your old age. So these were students of his youth, so to speak, even though he didn't start learning Torah till he was 40. 40 is still very, very young. And so he went to the south and he started all over again. And who were his new students? Rabbi Meir, by the way, it's Rabbi Meir Bahanes. I literally never knew that, or I knew it and I forgot it. When we were in Eretz Yisrael this past Pasach, and we were in Tveria, the Chamei Tveria across the street from the Kinneret, amazing, amazing, amazing Chamei Tveria. And on the hill, right above the Chamei Tver, on the mountainside, is the cave of Rabbi Meir Bahanes. And it came out, the tour guide said, yes, Rabbi Meir Bahanes, that's one of the students of Rabbi Akiva. He said, the Rabbi Meir, that the Gemara says, is Rabbi Meir Bahanes, a student of Rabbi Akiva? I don't know, I never realized that. Okay, so he had, Rabbi Akiva had five new students. Rabbi Meir, who became known as Rabbi Meir Bahanes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, by the way, that I did know, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemuel, the Haim, Midutar, Osa Asha'am. And these five students held up Torah at that time period. Okay, so the whole world was desolate. Rabbi Akiva, who says you got to work in your youth and your old age in the morning and in the evening, went to the south. You got five new students: Rabbi Meir Balanes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Elazar ben Shema, and they are the ones who upheld the world with their Torah at that time. Tana, and the, well, sorry, that's a mistake. Tana, kula mesu mepesach va'aratzeras. The Gemara teaches you that they all died. Oh, why is he so closely associated with this time period of Sfiras HaOmer? Even though if you look in the Chumash, you're going to see nothing about Rabbi Akiva. Kula mesu mepesach va'aratzeras, because they all died from Pesach Tatzeras. Atzeres is Chazal's name for Shavuos. Why? Because Atzeres means stop. La'atzor, and we stop counting Sfiras HaOmer. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Abba. Okay, so why did they all die from? They all died a bad death. And what was this bad death? They died from something called askara, which is an inflammation of the digestive tract. It's particularly dehumanizing in that it blocks the victim's power of speech. Balamaisa, now we see why Sfiras HaOmer has become synonymous, really, with Rabbi Akiva. And this happened, right? Rabbi Akiva lived post Churban Bayi Sheni. So it's only about 2,000 years ago. A Matan Torah was much before, about 3,800 years ago. And yeah, because his students died during this time period, we tend to associate Sfiras HaOmer so closely with the students of Rabbi Akiva. So this is the Gemara. So we looked at the Mishnah in Avos Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzalem. We looked at our Parsha in Chutz La'aretz, Ahav Larecha Kamocha, says Rabbi Akiva is a Kal Gadol B'Torah. We looked at the Gemara that tells us about the students that died Mipnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zelaza. And finally, let's look at one more Mishnah. So we're not going to do this Mishnah in depth right now, but I want you to pay attention to the Mishnah. One more Mishnah from Pirkei Avos. So the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav, which is going to be read, Rai Mamish, Arab Shavuos. There are six Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos, and on each week we read Pirkei Avos, one Parak of Pirkei Avos on the long Shabbos afternoons. Okay? We're supposed to be imbibing these teachings. It's not just to read or to learn to Pirkei Avos, but it's to make it part of your life. Okay? I've said it before, I don't know if in this year series or others, but I always think about it literally every week when I prepare this shiur. Rav Meilich Biederman says that Pirkei Avos is Mishnah, and it's in Seder Nezikin. Why is it in Seder? There's Ra'im, Moed, Nashim, Nezikin, Taharos. Why is it in Seder Nezikin? Nezikin means damages. Pirkei Avos is in damages. Rav Meilich Biederman Shlita says, because one who does not refine his midos and know how to treat other people is the biggest mazik. Quote, one who does not imbibe the teaching of Pirkei Avos, and he does not refine who he is, he might attend shir, he might read them on Shabbos afternoon, but he doesn't try to change his life, he's the biggest mazik. So the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav, which you see on my screen, Gedola Torah Yosir Mina Kuhuna Mina Machos. Torah is greater than Kuhuna. Torah is greater than Malchus. Why? Shamachus nicknames b'shloshim milos, because kingship is acquired through 30 milos, v'kuhunam ba'esrim v'arba, and priesthood is acquired through 24 milos, v'hatorah nicknames ba'arbaim u'shmona dvarim. But the Torah is acquired through 48 things. What are the 48 things through which Torah is acquired? V'eluhim b'talmud, with learning. B'shmias ha'ozen, you got to pay attention. But aricha sufasayim, articulate expression, pleasantness of the mouth, knowing how to speak and tell over a dvar Torah and reteach what you learn. La'ag del Torah la'adira, b'vinas ha'lev, understanding of the heart. B'sichlus ha'lev, like from seichel, with discernment of the heart. Be'ema, with fear. Be'yira, be'reverence. Ba'anava, with humility. B'simcha, with gladness, with joy. Eina shechina shura, alami toch simcha. You have to have simcha in your avodas Hashem. Kapitul kof ha'vtilim, ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, bo'lufana b'rnana, b'tach. With purity, b'shimush chachamim, you should serve Torah callers, b'dikduk chaverim, with care in regard to your friends, u'b'pilpul haltamidim, with vigorous discussion with students, b'yishuv, with a settled mind, yishuv hadas, b'mikra, mikra's Torah, mishnah, Torah shabal peh, b'miyut tzchora, don't spend all your time doing business, a little bit of business, a lot of time learning, b'miyut erech eretz, a little bit of time with the ways of the world, b'miyut tainug, you don't need so much pleasure in life, b'miyut shena, you don't need so much sleep in life, The Miyad Sicha, you don't need to talk so much. That's also the sixth parsha. Ramban, Perek Yates, Pasuk Beis, Lo Sachra, Bichia, Sicha, Betela, Lo Olam. You don't need to talk so much. The Miyad Schok, you don't need to have so much laughter, levity, Schok, Vekalus Rosh, Margila, Nesa Adam, the Erva, also Perek Yates. The Erech Apayim, you should have patience, you should be slow to anger. The Lev Tov, a good heart. The Amunas Chachamim, you ask a Shaila, you have faith in what the Torah scholars and the Gedolim tell you, but Kabbalah Sayyasurim. You have to accept the Yisurin that God sends your ways. Very hard. Very, very hard. Kabbalah Yisurin. But a terrible end to Yom HaAtzmaut 5782. A horrific. It's reminiscent of the Rachmanot San Harnof Pigua. Savages. Subhuman beings. Large axes, I read. Hacking people to death in a park. Innocent people. Kabbalah Yisurin, we don't understand the ways of the Ribbono Sha'olam. You have to accept the Yisurin. Hamakir is Makoma, recognize God. Asameach Bechelko, we also have that in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Aleph. Va'oseg Siyah L'dvarav, you should be very careful what you say. How careful? Put a fence around your words. Ve'enu Machzi Tov L'atzmo, don't take good for yourself. Ahuv, Ovisamokam, he is beloved, he loves Hashem. Ohe Vesabrios, do you see I bolded Ohe Vesabrios? Anyone whose camera is uncovered. Yes? Okay, thank you. There's a reason I bolded it, okay? Pay attention. Ohev esabrios. Okay? It means it's going to be a focus. This is all our introduction. He loves people. He loves creations. Ohev esatzadokos. He loves charity. Ohev esameisharim. He loves what is straight. Yashar. Ohev esatochachos. He loves tochachos. Someone comes and gives you musr. You say, Baruch Hashem, I needed that musr. Misrachik mina kavod. He's not looking for honor. When Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zeichat Tzadik Kol Shavrecha, came back from America on one of his trips, his neighbor said, and we were in his apartment building when we were this year, just there in for Pesach, Rav Chav Chazon Ish 5, because we went to Rebetzin Yisrael Sin Shatichya for Brachos, Divrei Bracha. We went her also in the summer of 2019, Shatichya. She is a daughter of Rav Yosef Shalom Al-Yashuv, a sister to Rabbitson Batsheva Kanievsky. So Rav Steinman lived in that apartment building. So his neighbor said to him, that was a miracle. So he said, it was terrible. They tried to feed me chazar. So the neighbor knew that nobody tried to feed Rav Steinman chazar. So they said, what does the Rav mean? So he says, everywhere I went, they tried to give me kavod, but I would have none of that chazar. Misrachik min hakavod is a sign of acquiring Torah. V'lo megis libo b'talmudo. You don't have haughtiness of your heart from your learning and your teaching and your studying. V'eino somech bara. You don't take pleasure in ruling. No se ba'ol im chaveiro. You carry the burden with your friend. When they're crying in Eretz Yisrael, you should be crying. When they're davening in Eretz Yisrael, you should be davening. When there's rechmal son of pigui, you shouldn't say, I don't want to know. You should say, I'm carrying the burden with my friend. Your brothers are going to war and you, Reuven, God, are going to stay here and comfort. You're going to stay in Chutzarts and say, it's so wonderful here. I don't know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. You have to be nosei ba'olam chaveru. Oh, it's also this week's parsha. Ashi says, lo sakir panim v'mishpa, don't show favoritism in judgment, and judge with righteousness, with Yashus, this week's parsha, Perek Yates, Kedoshim. And Rashi says, you have to be done called him a kafschus, ma'amido ala emes. He is stood up by the truth. A Talmud Chacham wants emes la'amito, the three initials of the aleph base, first, middle, and last. Aleph mem tav, spell emes. Ma'amido ala shalom. And furthermore, not only is he upheld by emes, but shalom is very important to the Talmud Chacham. Misyashiv libud b'talmudo. He has yishuv hadas in his heart from his studying and his teaching. Shoal umeshuv. He asks and he answers. Shomeya umosif. He hears and he adds. Halomid almanas lamed. Vahalomid almanas asos. He learns in order to learn, but he also learns in order to do. You can't learn only to learn about lulav and esrog. It's very nice. So a man gets a mitzvah of learning for the sake of learning, but if he doesn't take the lulav and esrog, then what's the point? Then you learn. It's very nice, but you have to fulfill the mitzvah. So you have to learn lelamed and lasos hamachkim esrabo. He recognizes, he makes his teacher wise. Hamachkim esrabo. He makes his teacher wise by his questions and his comments and his insights. He gives wisdom to his teacher. The hamakavein. I can't tell you how many times people tell me insights, and they're so beautiful, and they add so much to the Divrei Torah and the shirim that I offer. And sometimes even it just happened today. I think Paul's Boruch, yeah, you're right there. So I love what you told me about Tzion and Mitzuyan. I added to my shir notes. I put a footnote. I said Paul's Boruch emailed me after shir. So I always say b'shem amra. Ha! No pun intended. B'shem Avraham, maybe Gulula Olam, Machki Bes Rabbo, through questions and comments and additional insights, the students make their teacher wise. B'amekavin Eshmu Aso means he integrates what he learns. Ha'omer Davar B'shem Avraham. And finally, someone who says the matter in the name of someone who said it. From here you learn that whoever says something in the name of one who said it brings redemption to the world. Like the Pasuk says, Esther said to King Ahasuerus in the name of Mordechai. These are the 48 traits by which Torah is acquired. So we began in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yodavad. Rabbi Akiva teaches, man is very precious because man is created in the image of God. Israel is very precious because they're children of God. And finally, Israel is so fortunate because they received the gift of Torah. Those are all teachings from Rabbi Akiva. Related to Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzalem, how precious is man that he was created in the image of God, is Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutas, Pasuk Yudchas, V'ahavta L'recha Kamocha, Amar Rabbi Akiva, the same Tana who teaches us precious is man who was created in the image of God, is the same one who teaches you that love for your fellow, while you love for yourself, is a great principle of Torah. Then we went to Maseches Yevamos 62b, and we learned, Samech Beis Amad Beis, sorry, you just see my notes, it says Yevamos 62b. So we learned why Rabbi Akiva is so closely associated with Sfiras HaOmer, because even though in the Torah you're not going to find any mention of Rabbi Akiva or his students in regard to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, look next week in Parshas Emor, it says nothing about this. It says, Usfartim lechami machras ha-shabbos miyam ha-mi-ocham esa omer ha-tenufa sheva shabashos t'mimas t'yana ha-mi-merachas ha-shabbos ha-shviz tisbruch ha-mi-shab-yam. You'll find nowhere in the Chumash Rabbi Akiva in regard to Sfiras HaOmer, but all of his students died during this time period. That's what the Gemara says. Kula mesu mi pesach v'aratzeres. Why did they die? Mi pnei shalo nahagu kavod zelazar. Now this is a teacher who says, Chaviv ha'adam shenivra b'tzelem. This is a teacher who says, V'ahavta l'recha kamoch is the klal gadol b'torah. His students did not have covered for one another, and therefore they all died. Finally, we went through the 48 traits by which Torah is acquired, Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, and we went through all of them, and I translated and gave some vignettes into certain ones, but you saw that I highlighted Ohev Es Habrios. He loves creations. Okay, that's one of the traits by which Torah is acquired. Okay, so there we go. We went through my handout. Now I am going to Sefer called Rav Asher Weiss, okay, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim today, inside, outside of Eretz Yisrael, Kimitzi and Teitze Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, Rav Asher Weiss on the Parsha Shlita. So Rav Asher Weiss teaches us as follows. Okay, it's so beautiful. I actually came across this this next piece of Shir before Pesach even, and I made a note on my Pirkei Avos notebook. I have a notebook, all the weeks, the sponsors, what I think I'm going to be teaching, although sometimes that changes. And I made a note that this week, Parshas Kedoshim, May 5th, I have it down, go back to Rav Asher Weiss. So when I sat down this afternoon to put the shir together and prepare shir, I went to take out the sefer and review what I found before Pesach. And it is so beautiful, putting together everything that we looked at, okay? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zekal Gadol B'Torah. Says the Tana Rabbi Akiva, this is a great principle of Torah. Writes her of Asher Weiss Shlita. We now find ourselves in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer. It is during Sfiras HaOmer that we mourn the passing of the 24,000 students of the great Tana Rabbi Akiva who died between Pesach and Shavuos. Like the Gemara tells us, they did not treat each other with proper respect. The Gemara tells us that after their passing, the world was like a barren wasteland. V'haya ho'olam Shamim, a barren wasteland. Why? Because why would it be a barren wasteland? Because the second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Amid, Al Torah, Va'al Ha'avoda, Va'al Gemilas Chasadim. So if Torah holds up the world, and all of the Talmidei Chachamim at that time died, then what's holding up the world? Nothing. So what happens to the world? Hayah Ha'olam Shamim, Taka. If the pillar of Torah is not there, the world is completely barren. But Rabbi Akiva took under his tutelage a new generation of disciples, and they became, says Rav Asher Weiss, the most prominent sages of the Mishnah. They became the most prominent sages, these five new ones, of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. They were the torchbearers of the oral tradition of Torah study. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, and Rabbi Nechemia. Now he quotes a Medrash. But Medrash tells us that when Rabbi Akiva took these five new disciples under his wing, he pleaded with them. Rav Asher Weiss is quoting Medrash Kohelas Rabbah. I had 24,000 students. all of whom died, quote, for being petty and small-minded towards one another in their Torah studies. Therefore, I bid you not to do the same. Medrash Kohelet Rabbah. So he begged his new Talmidim, please learn from the mistakes of the past. Don't do the same thing. They followed his directive and they proceeded to fill the entire Eretz Yisrael with the wisdom of Torah. Writer of Asher Weiss, it is amazing to consider how such a horrific punishment could have befallen an entire generation of Torah scholars. You know, it's very difficult because we're so used to this story, so we just rattle off 24,000 students died during 7 weeks. But it's such an unbelievable number. Tonight, Rechman Al-San, three Yidden were killed in Eretz Yisrael. It's staggering. 24,000. It's a huge gezeira. It's a tremendous number. It's a horrific punishment, in the words of Harav Asher Weiss, but they failed to respect one another. Nowhere in the Torah, says Rav Weiss, do we find that failing to respect one another is punishable by death. However, he quotes the Gemara that tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik im tzadikim kichu'ur ha-sa'ara. Hashem is exacting with the righteous, like the thread breadth, like the width of a hair, which is not very much at all. So in other words, Hashem doesn't give much leeway to Talmidei Chachamim. He demands from each person the behavior that is appropriate to his own spiritual level. In this case, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, says Rav Asher Weiss, were condemned to death because they studied under the tutelage of a teacher whose entire message was that of kindness, compassion, and respect. His whole message was kindness. Compassion. Chavivim Adam Shenivu Batzalam. Respect. Chavivim Yisrael Shenivu Shenikru Banim Lamakom. He taught, love your fellows, you love yourself, is the entire essence of Torah. He taught, precious is man, since he is created in the image of God. Having heard these lessons from their teacher, but having failed to implement them, the students were held accountable to the strictest measure of justice. On another level, perhaps, says Rav Asher Weiss, we can explain that the students did not die of punishment per se, but rather an unfortunate, unavoidable necessity. What does he mean by that? It wasn't necessarily a punishment, but in my own words, I'm going to say a natural consequence. And why was it a necessity that they had to die? Not so much a punishment, but a necessity they could not continue to carry on the torch of Torah to the next generation. Because, quote, lacking fine character traits, which is the basis of Torah, these scholars could not serve as the torchbearers to transmit the light of Torah to the next generation. Hashem said, how could I have these 24,000 who do not know Chavivin Adam Shenivra Betzal, who do not live by Va'ahavta L'Re'echa Kamocha? How could they be the teachers of the next generation? By unavoidable necessity, they cannot be the torchbearers to another generation. Because what kind of values will they teach their students? What will happen to Klal Yisrael if we forget about Bein Adam L'Chaveiro? So much of Kedoshim is all about how to treat your fellow. Don't put a stumbling block before a blind person. Don't curse a deaf person. Don't hold back a worker's wages. Pay him on that day. Don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat, leave a corner of the field for a poor person. Love the convert like you love yourself because you are converts in Egypt. Rise, be were strangers in Egypt. Rise before an elderly person, glorify the face of your elder. Honor your father and your mother. Don't take revenge and don't bear a grudge. This is what it means to be holy in Klal Yisrael. This was said at Hakka. This was said at a gathering of the entire nation. You have to know how to be a mensch. You have to know how to treat your fellow Jew. You have to know to speak kindly and with respect. Therefore, says Rav Asher Weiss, there was no option but to set them aside, so to speak, to make room for a new generation of scholars who would internalize the essence of Torah. It's so amazing that when Sefer Torah is a scroll, not a book. So when you roll it up, the first and the last letter, so to speak, touch each other because it's a scroll. So the first letter is a base and the last letter is lamed. Le'enei kol Yisrael. Bereishis bara Elokim. Base and lamed spell heart. When you roll it up, Torah is the heart of Knesset Yisrael. And you cannot get rid of half the Torah, which is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And to ensure the Torah's continuity, says Rav Weiss, in its most pure and noble form, Hashem found it necessary to dispose of all of those Talmidim, Rechman Alitzlan, and start anew. Rabbi Kiva's second generation of Talmidim succeeded in this mission, and they became the backbone of Torah Shabba'al Peh. This is fascinating. So much so that whenever the Mishnah presents a law, listen carefully, without mentioning the name of the author, it was Rabbi Meir. In Sifra, when it mentions a law without mentioning the author, it's Rabbi Yehuda. In Sifri, Rabbi Shimon. In Tosefta, Rabbi Nechemya. All of these were Rabbi Kiva's latter disciples. They become the backbone, his new students, of Torah Sheva Al Peh. Once again, it's fascinating. When the Mishnah presents a law without mentioning the author, it's Rabbi Meir. In Sifra, the author is Rabbi Yehuda. In Sifri, it's Rabbi Shimon. In Tosefta, Rabbi Nechemya. All of these were Rabbi Akiva's latter disciples. And they left Torah as an internal inheritance to the entire Jewish people. Think about the fact that out of 24,000 students, we don't even know the name of one. In contrast, not a single teaching, and I'm going to add, not a single name, remains as a monument to the 24,000 students. They died for failing to show respect to one another. Ploni Almoni in Megillas Rus, i.e. Tov. Okay, he is a brother to Boaz and a brother to Salmon, and he is the closest relative to really redeem Rus. And his name is Tov. Good. Why doesn't he redeem Rus? He doesn't want any of this. He wants the fields, but please, I'm going to marry Moavi. What a shidduch. I'm not going to ruin my name. And so he goes down in history as Mr. Anonymous. We don't want his name. He's Ploni Almoni. He's John Doe. You don't even make a name for yourself in history. One who does not live up to his tafkin. And in his case, by the way, it was also embrace another Jew. A Moavi can't come into Kahal Hashem, but a Moaviah can come into Kahal Hashem. He did not treat Rus with the proper respect that she deserves. He did not give kavod to the name of the deceased Elimelech. He did not do yibum with Rus, and therefore he too disappears into the mist of history without any status to his name. He becomes Ploni Almoni. Not one of the 24,000 students, do we know their names? 24,000, not one name. It's a lot of people. And not one teaching do we have. However, Rabbi Akiva's latter students internalized the message of the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. The following are several beautiful teachings from his latter students. Rabbi Meir, Kol HaMevarech Es Yisrael Kilu Mevarech Es HaShechina. Whoever blesses Israel is as if he blesses the Shechina. Furthermore, Rabbi Meir taught us, Heve Shval Ruach B'fnei Kol Adam, also Pirkei Avos, be of low spirit before every person. Rabbi Yehuda taught, Kol Mishe Mekabel P'nei Chaverim, Kil Mekabel P'nei Shechina. Whoever greets their friends, it's like they greet the Almighty. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, one of Rabbi Akiva's latter students, teaches us, in all my life, I never once disobeyed my peers. Furthermore, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta also teaches us, he did not, even if his peer has done no more than explain to you one Mishnah, you must honor him as your Rebbe. What Rav Asher Weiss is doing is showing you that the latter students drank the teachings of Rabbi Akiva and lived the teachings of Rabbi Akiva. Chavivin Adam Shenivra B'Tzalem. Chavivin Yisrael Shenikru Banim L'makom. V'ahavta Re'echa Kamocha Zeklal Gadol B'Torah. It is they who held up the Torah but understood. That's so fundamental, is mitzvos bein adam l'chaveru. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai taught in many places in the Gemara, I think four. Noach lo adam sheyapil atzma l'kivshan eish v'al yabim p'nei b'chaveru b'rabim. It's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai who taught better to be thrown into the fiery furnace than embarrass your friend in public. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, yihi kvod tamicha chaviv alayach kishacha u'kvod chavercha k'mar rabcha u'mar rabcha k'mar shamayim. Also Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, let the honor of your students be as precious as your own. The honor of your peers as great as the reverence you have for your teacher. Rabbi Nechemya, for the sin of sin eschinam, strife will abound in the home. Not only did these students disseminate Rabbi Kiva's lesson of Ahavta Re'echa Kamocha, they exemplified it through their own behavior. And when we're counting up to Matan Torah, Shavuos, we can't forget about half the Torah. About having kavod, recognizing the tzelem elokim, recognizing how precious every person, every Jew is. That's the legacy of Rabbi Akiva, and that's what the last five Talmidim went on to have other Talmidim recognize that the first did not. Why did I show you, even though it's a beautiful Mishnah, the 48 traits by which Torah is acquired? Okay, what does it have to do with tonight's shiur? This is so beautiful. On Lag BaOmer, says Rav Asher Weiss, it is customary to celebrate the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Many suggestions are offered to explain why this day is observed with joy unmatched by any other Yahrzeit. Some hold, on Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Shimon ascended to heaven in a storm. The Chida, a storm of wind. The Chida relates, on Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Akiva began teaching his second group of disciples. The Meiri answers that on this day, the plague that was killing Rabbi Akiva's first student ceased. Listen carefully. The 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer correspond to the 48 traits by which Torah is acquired, as listed in Pirkei Avos. There's 48 traits, remember? We went through all of them, by which Torah is acquired. Each day of Omer corresponds to one day of Sfiras HaOmer. So why? But there's 49 days of Omer. There's 48 traits, but there's 49 days of Omer. The 49th day, as it says in the Meiri, is the day to review them all. Why do we start mourning, therefore, on Lag BaOmer? Listen to this. During each day of Omer, we prepare ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah with the attribute that corresponds to that day. Remember I told you I'm highlighting this on purpose? Can you see my screen? I went back to my screen. Okay. Every day we work on one of these midos. There are 48 mitzvah, 48 midos. HaTorah nikneis b'arbaim v'shmo u'shmona dvarim. There are 49 days of Omer. One day of Omer for one trait of Torah. The 49th day is the day to review all of the 48 traits. So why do you start mourning on Lag BaOmer? Because the 33rd trait, and I literally this afternoon counted the traits to make sure it's correct. Because sometimes I find, sometimes things brought down in Sfarim when you go to check are not necessarily accurate. The 33rd trait in the list of 48 by which Torah is acquired is Ohev Esabrios. Love creations. Love people. Know that your fellow man has dignity just like you have dignity. Know your fellow man is important just like you are important. Know he's worthy of respect just like you are worthy of respect. During each day of Omer, we prepare ourselves for Kabbal Satur with the attribute that corresponds to that day. The 33rd day of Omer corresponds to Ohev Esabrios, when Rabbi Akiva's students internalized this important message. The plague stopped. And so, on Lag BaOmer, we stop mourning. When we recognize, when we internalize, when we live by all of this abrios, when we understand Rabbi Akiva's teaching, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzalem, Chaviv in Yisrael Shenikru Banam L'makom, when we live by V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Zek Kal Gadol B'Torah, when we understand and appreciate that we can't just love ourselves, Ohev Esabrios, we have to love every other Jew as well. The plague stopped. The new students imbibed, imbued, further taught, lived by loving fellow creation. So Hashem says, you learned the lesson. It was a tikkun. It was a tikkun for the student who did not know the lesson. And from those five and all of his second generation of Talmidim, the Torah was disseminated and continued to endure. In our time, says Rav Asher Weiss, we suffer from our own plagues of material and spiritual suffering. Dire threats abound on all sides. I don't think anyone needs examples of the dire threats that abound on all sides. We have no solution to avoid these troubles, but to love one another, says Rav Asher Weiss, and to treat one another with respect and love deserved by God's precious children who were created in his image is the only tikkun and the only protection we have. The bonds of love that unite Klal Yisrael create an impenetrable barrier to protect us from all misfortune. As the sages teach, he quotes the Sifri from Bamidbar, peace is so important that even if Bnei Yisrael were to worship idols, if there was peace amongst them, no suffering could befall them. In light of the horrific attacks tonight, Rachman al-Tzana Shemirachim Aleidu, we see that there is so much suffering that abounds. There are so much troubles. We have so many enemies. There are so many nisyonos. The world is so unstable. If we do anything, it's this fierce Omer. Let us be misaku, the failing of the first generation of Talmidim, and grab the tikkun of the second generation of Talmidim, and recognize and live by the teachings of the great Rabbi Akiva. Chavivin Yisrael shenikru banam l'makom, chavivin Adam shenivra b'tzalem, v'ahavta recha kamocha zekal gadol b'tar, when we can reach the level of Ohev Esabrios, And perhaps we too will merit to witness, Rachmana Litzlan, the spiritual and material plagues that plague us to have an end. Says Rav Asher Weiss, may we merit harbor peace and unity in our midst, and may this indeed, this merit protect us from all misfortune until the arrival of Mashiach may be immediately and in our days. We thank our friend Helen Wolf very, very much for sponsoring Tizkei Mitzvos Ulamaisim Tovim, Azecher Nishmas Malka Perel Bat Vital, and Avram Yona Ben Reuven HaKoin. May both Neshamas have Alios and Zechiros Latova, and we should only share Halavai. Besuras Tovas in a true Shabbat Shalom in theme with the Shir of peace for our people and our land. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a good Shabbos. Bezar Hashem. We'll continue our learning next week. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.